नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपालकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः. रीडिङ्ग् फ्रोम् केण्टो 5 चाप्टर् नम्बर् 25 टेक्स्ट् 7. इट्स् अ प्रोज़. So we'll take the translation. Shukdev Goswami continued, "The demigods, the demons, the uragas, serpentine demigods, the siddhas, the gandharvas, the vidyadharas, and many highly elevated sages constantly offer prayers to the Lord. Because he is intoxicated, the Lord looks bewildered, and his eyes, appearing like flowers in full bloom, move to and fro. He pleases his personal associates, the heads of the demigods, by the sweet vibrations emanating from his mouth. Dressed in bluish garments and wearing a single earring, he holds a plough on his back with two beautiful and well-constructed hands. Appearing as white as the heavenly king Indra, he wears a golden belt around his waist and a Vaijanti garland of ever-fresh tulsi blossoms around his neck. Bees intoxicated by the honey-like fragrance of tulsi flowers hum very sweetly around the garland, which thus becomes more and more beautiful. In this way, the Lord enjoys his very magnanimous pastimes." Text number 8. "Yesha evam anushruto dhyayamana mumukshunam anadikala karma vasana gratitam avidyamayam hridaya grantitam sattvarajas tamomayam antar hridayam gata ashu nirbhinati तस्यानुभावन् भगवान् स्वयंभुवो नारद सह तुम्बूरुना सभायां ब्रह्मणा संश्लोकयाम् आशः. वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन. य हु एष दिस वन एवं दस अनुश्रुतः बीइंग हर्ड from a bona fide spiritual master, dhyayamanaha, being meditated upon, mumukshunam, of persons desiring liberation from conditional life, anadi, from immemorial, kala, time, karma vasana, by the desire of fruitive activities. Gratitam, tightly. Avidyamayam, consisting of the illusory energy. Hridaya granthim, the knot within the heart. Sattva raja tamamayam, made of three modes of material nature. Antaridayam, in the core of the heart. Gataha, situated. Ashu, ashu, very soon. Nirbhinati, cuts. Tasya, of Sankarshan. Anubhavan, the glories. Bhagavan, the greatly powerful. Swayambhuvaha, the son of Lord Brahma. Narada, the sage Narada. Saha, along with. Tumburuna, the stringed instrument called a tumburu. Sabhayam, in the assembly, Brahmana of Lord Brahma, Samshlokayamasha, described in verses. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. If persons who are very serious about being liberated from material life hear the glories of Anantadev from the mouth of a spiritual master in the chain of disciplic succession, and if they always meditate upon Sankarshan, the Lord enters the core of their hearts, vanquishes all the dirty contamination of material modes of nature, and cuts to pieces the hard knot within the heart, which has been tied tightly since time immemorial by the desire to dominate material nature through fruitive activities. Narad Muni, the son of Lord Brahma, always glorifies Anantadev in his father's assembly. Therefore, there he sings blissful verses of his own composition, accompanied by his stringed instrument or a celestial singer known as Tumburu. Purport. None of these descriptions of Lord Anantadev are imaginary. They are all transcendentally blissful and full of actual knowledge. However, unless one hears them directly from a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession, one cannot understand them. This knowledge is delivered to Narada by Lord Brahma, and the great saint Narada, along with his companion Tumburu, distributes it all over the universe. Sometimes the Supreme Personality of Godhead is described as Uttama Shloka, one who is praised by beautiful poetry. Narada composes various poems to glorify Lord Ananta, and therefore the word Samshlokayam Asha, praised by selected poetry, is used in this verse. The Vaishnavas in Gaudiya Sampradaya belong to disciplic succession stemming from Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma is the spiritual master of Narada. Narada is the spiritual master of Vyasdev, and Vyasdev wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam as a commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Therefore, all devotees in Gaudiya Sampradaya accept the activities of Lord Ananta related in the Srimad Bhagavatam as authentic and are thus benefited by going back home, back to Godhead. The contamination in the heart of a conditioned soul is like a huge accumulation of garbage created by three modes of material nature, especially the modes of rajas, passion, and tamas, ignorance. This contamination becomes manifest in the form of lusty desires and greed for material possessions. As confirmed herein, unless one receives transcendental knowledge in disciplic succession, there is no question of his becoming purified of his contamination. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्विधांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तविंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा सो वी वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज फॉर टुडेज मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम चैप्टर नंबर 25 ऑफ कैंटो 5 which is entitled The Glories of Lord Ananta. In this chapter, as the chapter itself title mentions, The Glories of Lord Ananta. So it's a beautiful setting. We are sitting on the banks of Yamuna River in Vrindavan Dham. Reminds of how Bhagavatam must have been spoken in a holy atmosphere. So here, Shukdev Goswami, while describing about the different planetary systems, now he is describing how Lord Ananta is holding all the different universes, and it's compared to mustard seeds on the head, on the hoods of Lord Ananta. So while describing that, he is also describing the beautiful form, the beautiful glories of Lord Ananta in this particular chapter. So in these two verses, we saw in the text number 7 how Shukdev Goswami continues and says how the demigods, the demons, the Urugas and Siddhas and Gandharvas, they are actually glorifying Lord by their beautiful prayers. And it's mentioned he is intoxicated. Because he is intoxicated, the Lord looks bewildered. And his eyes appearing like flowers in full bloom move to and fro. So this is one of the descriptions mentioned. He is intoxicated. The Lord looks bewildered. So what somebody may say that, your Lord is also intoxicated. So Lord is intoxicated in in his own glories and also in remembering the exchange which he has with his devotees. The Lord and his devotees are having beautiful exchanges, and that makes the Lord intoxicated. So it's mentioned he is intoxicated, the Lord looks bewildered, and his eyes appearing like flowers in full bloom move to and fro. So as Lord is intoxicated, the devotees also get intoxicated seeing the beautiful darshan of the Lord, beautiful exchanges, the bhakta vatsalyata bhava of the Lord. And it's mentioned further, he pleases his personal associates, the head of the demigods, by the sweet vibrations emanating from his mouth. So, everything which is Lord is absolute. So, whatever emanates from him is also in absolute in nature. So, it's mentioned that sweet vibrations emanate from his mouth and they are very pleasing. to all his devotees. Then it's mentioned, dressed in bluish garments and wearing a single earring, he holds a plow on his hand with two beautiful and well-constructed hands. He is as white as heavenly King Indra. So the beauty of Lord is described. He is having bluish garments, he is having one earring, he has got very beautiful hands, and then he is white, as Lord Krishna is dark blue. Lord Balram or Sankarshan here is mentioned, Ananta, as white, pristine white. He wears a golden belt around his waist and a Vaijanti garland of ever fresh tulsi blossoms around his neck. Bees intoxicated by the honey-like fragrance of tulsi flowers hum very sweetly around the garland. So it's mentioned here, generally tulsi is not considered, or it's not so fragrant, but here it's mentioned that bees intoxicated by the honey-like fragrance of tulsi flowers hum very sweetly. So acharyas mention tulsi during Brahma Muhurat emanates such beautiful or such fragrance that is very intoxicating. So during Brahma Muhurat, tulsi, especially the tulsi flowers, the tulsi manjari, they emanate a beautiful fragrance which is intoxicating. Yesterday some of our devotees went for trekking and one or two devotees are sharing, two Vidyapeeth devotees. So in the morning there's a Ram temple and things like that on the fort, on the hill, and there is tulsi profusely growing in front of the temple. There's no water, or it's quite dry, but tulsi Maharani is growing there. So in the morning when they stayed overnight, and then in the morning when they got up, so they were saying that when they were offering obeisances, so when they got up, they got a very beautiful fragrance coming. So then they were saying the grasses around were so fragrant. So generally they were saying in Krishna Leela we hear that Mother Yashoda had so many cows, and out of that there were some special cows, and out of that, so they were fed this Padmagandha grasses, and then they would give milk which was fragrant, and then that milk was then fed to some special cows, and their milk Krishna would be fed, or they would make butter of it, out of it. So they were saying, how come grasses can be fragrant? So they were saying they got like a hint when they were on that hill, some grasses, they were saying was emanating such fragrance which was never like. So here also it's mentioned how the bees are intoxicated by honey-like fragrance of tulsi flowers, and which thus becomes more and more beautiful. In this way, the Lord enjoys his very magnanimous pastimes. So Lord's pastimes are magnanimous in nature. Why? Because they are for the benefit of everyone. They give conditioned souls an opportunity to glorify him, to remember him. And in the process, they get purified. So they are so magnanimous. There is such beautiful descriptions of his leelas, of his name, of his qualities, which are so magnanimous. They are the topics worth reciting, worth hearing in this world. So they are such magnanimous in this world. And then text number 8, the theme is how one should hear from a bona fide spiritual master. So that's the theme. So in the translation it says, if a person who are very serious about being liberated from material life hear the glories of Anantadev from the mouth of spiritual master in the chain of disciplic succession, and if they always meditate upon Sankarshan, the Lord enters the cores of their heart, vanquishes all the dirty contamination of material modes of nature, and cuts to pieces the hard knot within the heart. So when one hears from the spiritual master coming in disciplic succession, and the glories enter through the ears and enters the heart, then it can eradicate all the misconceptions, all the dirty contamination that's mentioned. Hard knot which is there in the heart. which has been tied tightly since time immemorial by the desire to dominate material nature through fruitive activities. Narad Muni, the son of Lord Brahma, always glorifies Anantadev in his father's assembly. So it's mentioned Narad Muni is always glorifying Anantadev in Brahma, his father's assembly. There he sings blissful verses of his own composition, accompanied by his stringed instrument or a celestial singer known as Tumburu. So one very nice point which is highlighted here is, even in the spiritual realm, everyone is living, is chitta. So here it's mentioned that Narad Muni is he's singing the glories of the Lord, he's composing various beautiful poetry, and he is accompanied by his stringed instrument, Tumburu. And Tumburu is also mentioned as a celestial singer. So it's not that Narad Muni is living and he's playing, but Tumburu, even though an instrument, it's also a personality. So in the spiritual world, everything is person, is sentient. So like we see in our Vedic fold, there is Yamuna, there is Ganga, so there is Tulsi. So there is a personality associated with it. There is Vrinda Devi, Tulsi Maharani has also a form. So we, in the form of Vrinda Devi, Yamuna Devi, she's flowing in the form of this water, but she has a beautiful form and she is being carried, she has a carrier in the form of the turtle, so which is carrying, and Ganga Devi has a carrier in the form of crocodile. So these personalities are there because it is not some like in this world, mortal world, everything is dead or is dying. But in spiritual world, everything is living and is constantly engaged in glorifying the Lord. So there it is mentioned that Tumburu, the accompaniment of Lord of Narad Muni, is also a celestial singer. So in the purport, Prabhupada is mentioning about how one has to hear from the spiritual master. So every day we sing in our Guru Puja, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Kariya Akya Arana Kariya Mana Asha. So words of spiritual master empower the heart of disciple to attain Krishna. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Kariya Akya Arana Hi Kariya Mana Asha. So words of spiritual master are filled with Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Rasa Tattva and Prema Tattva. So this Madhav Gopal Prabhu was sharing. So Vishwanachagir Thakur in his Prem Bhakti Chandrika on this verse, he writes this Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, that how the words of spiritual master are filled with these tattvas, Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Prema Tattva. So they are so nectarian that they enlighten the jiva. So we can think of various devotees who actually followed the instructions of spiritual master and everything became life for them. It was Prabhupada is saying here that unless one hears them directly from a bona fide spiritual master in line of disciplic section, one cannot understand them. The teachings of scriptures, the glories of the Lord, unless one hears directly from spiritual master, there is no chance or there is no scope to understand them or imbibe them. So like we see in Ram Leela, Shabri, so she is staying in ashram of Matanga Rishi. And Matanga Rishi, so she is staying, and at certain point Matanga Rishi and all his followers, they are about to leave. So Shabri is asking, can I come? So Matanga Muni says, no, you stay here, we'll all go. but you have some service to perform. So Lord Ram will come this way and you have to give him direction that you go to like make friendship with Sugriv, etc. So she takes the words of spiritual master as life and soul, and she has full faith that Lord will come. And every day she is preparing as if Lord is going to come today. And she does it every day. 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 1 month, 2 months, 1 year, 2 years, few years. With same enthusiasm. So the words of spiritual master has created that eagerness that Lord will come. And actually when Lord comes, she is ready to serve, to give direction. So that is one example. Another example we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is visiting the Sri Ranga Kshetra, he sees this South Indian Brahman. So his guru also gave him instructions that you should read Bhagavad Gita every day. So even though he is not so proficient in Sanskrit, he follows the instructions of his spiritual master because he has heard from his spiritual master. And every day he is reading, and other people are kind of making a mockery of him that he cannot recite properly. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very inspired by his dedication, and he asks why you are reading and what is making you cry. And then he says, just seeing this page, where seeing this drishya where Lord, who is the master of everything, he is becoming a chariot driver of his own devotee, that is very inspiring. That is bringing tears in my eyes. So the essence of scriptures becomes live. It becomes part of oneself if one follows the instructions of spiritual master. So that can be seen from the example of South Indian Brahmana. Even Srila Prabhupada, if we see his life, even right at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Prabhupada is writing the dedication, he says that I am dedicating it on the disappearance day of my spiritual master to my guru, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And then he writes a very beautiful line. He says, I am always residing with my spiritual master by his words and instructions. And the disciple also lives with him constantly. So the mood is, because Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada did not spend much time with his Guru Maharaj physically, but in heart he always carried the instructions of his spiritual master. He heard from his spiritual master and took it as his life and soul. Srila Prabhupada in Vyavasayatmika Buddhir Shloka in Bhagavad Gita writes in the purport that one should take the instructions of spiritual master as one's life and soul. So because Prabhupada took that mood and that instructions to his heart, he always meditated on it, and therefore he could accomplish, which was, it's kind of impossible, traveling at the age of 70 with two heart attacks, at that age traveling around the world 10 times. And opening more than, like, he opened 108 temples, 10,000 disciples. So that's possible. Why? Because he carried the instructions of his guru to his heart. He took shelter of them. Another example is of Bilwa Mangal Thakur. It's mentioned he heard from his guru Somagiri. And by hearing from him, even though he was blind, he traveled to Vrindavan. And taking the instructions of his spiritual master, Lord would personally come and play with him and give instructions, reciprocate with him. So one can understand that by following the instructions of spiritual master, one can actually understand the scriptures, the essence. Because sometimes one may be able to memorize a shloka, one may be able to memorize the theme, etc. But what is the essence, what is the heart of of the teachings of scriptures that can be imbibed, as Prabhupada is saying, by following a bona fide spiritual master. So in the line of disciplic succession. So Prabhupada further says that we are all Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we are in Gaudiya Sampradaya, so followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the disciplic succession, so the disciplic succession started from Lord Brahma, who instructed Narada, and Narada instructed Vyasdev, and Vyasdev, he wrote Vedanta Sutra, and the natural commentary for Vedanta Sutra is Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srila Prabhupada says, therefore, all devotees in Gaudiya Sampradaya accept the activities of Lord Ananta related in Srimad Bhagavatam as authentic, and they are thus benefited by going back home, back to Godhead. So these descriptions, some unscrupulous people with their own agenda, they may say, oh, like I was hearing, some people say that some Indologist, they claim that Bhagavatam is recently written, or Bhagavat Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam is not same as Krishna in Gita, because Krishna in Gita, he is speaking the right instructions for mankind, but Krishna in Bhagavatam, his character is not trustworthy. He is having different kind of activities. He is with Vraja, in Vraja, lifting Govardhan. Doesn't seem like humanly possible, or doesn't seem like godly nature. He dancing with other men's wife, etc., etc. So those people who have no understanding, or they have no guidance of bona fide spiritual master, they will take these words as imaginary. But Prabhupada here is mentioning that one who has accepted the teachings of a bona fide sampradaya, like we are all followers of Gaudiya Sampradaya, so then we accept all these as authentic, and thus get benefited by going back home, back to Godhead. So, very important principle here is that sometimes when one gets matured in devotional service, whatever contradictions are, he will try to find samanvay. Generally in this world, when we are in like Kanishta platform, so we always find differences. We get attracted by differences. Oh, it's saying like this here, it's saying like that here. So people get attracted by differences. But the more one advances, he is able to actually find samanvay. He is able to actually amalgamize or find common point, rather than get bewildered by or get attracted by differences. So here Srila Prabhupada is saying, one who is in following a bona fide sampradaya, he will take these instructions or these descriptions as authentic, and they get benefited by going home, back to Godhead. Like His Holiness Radharan Swami Maharaj, that beautiful, I remember always, some devotees told when that Joe Walsh had come, Eagles band. So then very famous person, singer in the Western world. I don't know, in India, maybe we don't know him, but that's how he is very famous in the Western world. And then when he came, so his cultural aspect is different. The lifestyle is different, etc., etc. And he came with his girlfriend, etc., etc. So many cultural differences are there. But then, when he was being driven in a golf cart, so our Garuda Prabhu was driving him. So then Maharaj was traveling with this Joe Walsh, him, and he asked, do you know what is the name of this devotee who is driving the cart? He is Garuda. You know who is Garuda? He is the king of eagles. So then Maharaj said that, see, you are, his band was named Eagles Band. So then Maharaj said, see, he is also eagles. He's like, his name is after the king of eagles and your band is also eagles. So then those who are advanced, rather than seeing the differences, they see the points of meeting, common points, rather than looking at differences. So Prabhupada is highlighting, if we actually follow a bona fide sampradaya and with sincerity, we try to understand the teachings, we will be able to understand these things. So understanding is not just some mental exercise, intellectual exercise. Understanding is developing faith and developing emotions for that personality, for that subject matter. So that's what in spiritual life understanding means. Sometimes logically, intellectually, we may not be able to comprehend certain things, but that's material standpoint of understanding things. Spiritual standpoint of understanding things is you may be able to understand to certain degree to our mental capacity, but we'll be able to understand the emotions, we'll be able to develop emotions for that personality, we'll be able to develop emotions for that particular thing or substance, etc. Then Prabhupada further says, the contamination in the heart of conditioned soul is like a huge accumulation of garbage created by three modes of material nature. So Prabhupada is saying, the heart is contaminated and it can be compared to there is a lot of garbage. And then especially the modes of rajas and tamas is there. So who gets attracted to the garbage? The crows. Nayadvachas chitrapadam harer yasho jagat pavitram pranighita karhichit tadvayasam tirtha ushanti manasa nayatraham sa niramanti ushikshaha. So in this verse, in Srimad Bhagavatam first canto, it's mentioned, Nayad vachas chitra padam harer yasho jagat pavitram pranighita karichit. So the Lord's glories is like so beautiful. Nayad vachas chitra padam harer yasho jagat pavitram. It can actually purify the whole world. Pranighita karichit. But these people, they don't take benefit of it. They are compared to what? Tad vayasam tirtha ushanti manasa. They are like vayasa, crows-like people. They will be attracted to what? Crows will be attracted to garbage only. They will have tirtha, tad vayasam tirtha. They will come together and do kyan, kyan, kyan and be very happy in a garbage pit. Na yatra, tad vayasam tirtha ushanti manasa, na yatra hamsa niramanti ushikshaha. Those who are like hamsa-like devotees, they will not take pleasure in that place where the Lord's glories are not there. So here, Prabhupada is saying, garbage created by three modes of material nature. So our heart is accumulated by garbage. Therefore, we get attracted to the sense gratification, sensual activities in this world. We don't get attracted to the glories of the Lord, because heart is filled with contamination, is filled with, Prabhupada says, especially modes of rajas and tamas. So therefore, like in Upadeshamrit, the example is given that one who is suffering from jaundice, he, even if given anything sweet, even sugarcane juice, which is the essence of sugar, still he finds sugarcane juice as bitter. Because why? Because of the disease condition, there is a layer developed on his tongue which makes him taste everything bitter. But the solution or the medicine is he has to continue taking the sugarcane juice even though it tastes bitter. And slowly, slowly his taste buds will again get developed and then he will start tasting the sweetness. Similarly, because our heart is contaminated with passion and ignorance, when we hear Krishna Katha also, it is not attractive. We are more eager to hear gossip of Prajalpa, etc., etc. So, but we have to forcefully, as a medicine, we have to hear Krishna Katha. And slowly, slowly, the contamination will get cleared. And then we'll be able to relish the sweetness which is existing in Krishna Katha. Like in 10th canto also it's mentioned. How does that shloka start? It is acts as medicine and also as elixir. Nivrittatarshe rupagiyamanat bhavaushadat shrotra manobhiramat kauttama shloka gunanuvadat puman virajeta vina pashugnat. So nivrittatarshe. So those who have not become nivritta of this trishna in this world. Nivrittatarshe rupagiyamanat. So this Krishna Katha, it acts as what? Bhavaushadat. It acts like a medicine, aushadi, for this clearing of this bhavasagar, bhavaushadat, and at the same time, it acts as shrotra manobhiramat, for the ears and for the mind, it acts as an elixir, abhiramat. So same thing is acting as medicine, it is, and same thing, it is actually nectarian for the ears and the heart also, mind. The problem is, unless our heart is contaminated, till the time it's contaminated, it will be, we have to take it as medicine. And when we are getting cured of our disease, then it the same thing acts as an elixir or so nectarian. So in this world, generally, when person is sickly, he wants to take medicine. But he is feeling always, when will the medicine get over? Like, personally, I go through that experience. So, taking medicine for years together. So, I always feel, when the medicine will get over? I have to again and again take medicine. Because medicine is neither tasty, nor there is any eagerness or inspiration to continue taking medicine. But Krishna Katha, it's like a medicine which is curing us, it is curing us of our contamination, but the same medicine is actually very sweet, very intoxicating also. So therefore, Prabhupada is mentioning, this contamination becomes manifest in the form of lusty desires and greed for material possessions. So this kama and this lobha is very prominent in this world, when one is contaminated by this rajas and tamas. And one feels that material possessions are my solace. That is where I will find shelter. So, unless one takes... But this shelter is very tottering. It is never stable. Because one receives something, but he always feels an unfulfilled heart, the desire to have more. So therefore, it is contaminated state. In spiritual life also, one feels, if one takes shelter of the holy name, if one takes shelter of Krishna Katha, if one takes shelter of the Lord, then slowly, slowly he will find that is satisfying. But at the same time, he wants more. So in material life also, it is not satisfying. He wants more. In spiritual life also, it is satisfying and still he wants more. So, there is more. Eagerness for more is there in both. And therefore, it was mentioned that in the previous verse we discussed, the Lord is also intoxicated. So, in this world, people are intoxicated by material pleasures. And they want more and more out of dissatisfaction. But in the spiritual realm, people are also intoxicated, but they are fully satisfied, but they want to get more and more of Krishna Katha. So there is intoxication in both realms. So in that way, it's mentioned. And then Prabhupada reaffirms the statement in the end, as confirmed herein, unless one receives transcendental knowledge in disciplic succession, there is no question of his becoming purified of this contamination. So our only hope or solace is if we get the mercy or shelter of the spiritual master. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu also, Srila Rupa Goswami, in the 64 limbs, the first few limbs he mentions are that one has to take shelter of the spiritual master. So we have to take Guru Ashray. So that's very essential. And hear the instructions and follow the instructions of the spiritual master. So very beautiful. We'll end with this. Vishwanathacharya Thakur says, this nicely analogy Madhagopal Prabhu was sharing. So he was saying, when Krishna's heart melts out of compassion, seeing our pitiful situation. So Krishna's heart, Krishna sees, oh, how we are suffering in this world. And his heart is melting out of compassion. And that compassion manifests through the words of the spiritual master. So the words of the spiritual master are actually the compassion which Lord is feeling for the conditioned soul, seeing their suffering condition. And those words are directly the manifestation of the compassion of the Lord, the words of spiritual master. So when we hear those words, when we get attracted by those words, when we imbibe those words, it actually is Lord directly, his feelings for us, they affect us. So in that way, we can see that how serving the spiritual master, hearing from him, only can actually reveal the glories of the transcendental world. So, like yesterday, there was a big mela. So many guest visitors came. And many a times, people get attracted by, oh, there is a lot of greenery, there is a lot of open area, and there is a lot of maybe sanctity, tranquility, or peace permeating in this atmosphere. But we residents, or we have the privilege, or we have been benefited because we have heard from Guru, from Prabhupada, and we understand this is all there, but there is more to it. There is so much of spiritual depth which exists in this atmosphere. Vrindavan is present, is existing here. Yamuna Devi is existing. She is present to purify us. We can take her darshan. We can put the water on ourselves and get purified. Govardhan is not just mere stones where people can walk upon or write something on it. No, he is non-different from Krishna. So because we have the privilege of hearing from Guru, Sadhus, therefore we just don't see the external feature, we can actually see the internal heart of this whole atmosphere. And therefore, it is very important that we actually hear properly and then spread the same message or pass the same message for others, so that they not only get some physical material benefit, but they also get some spiritual insights. It actually will benefit their eternal soul, their whole, their total, their real existence. So like that. So I think time is up. So thank you very much for giving this opportunity to share from Srimad Bhagavatam, and also reaffirm how it is so important, as Prabhupada is mentioning, to properly hear from spiritual master, and then only these glories will actually get imbibed in our heart. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anant Koti Vaishnavind ki jai.